Otei over there by Nevelis Oif Tor. There's a special halacha over there. Hosom Ein Lo Tumo Bachutz. There's no din Tumo Bachutz. If you touch this Nevela of a knife, you tore. It's a special Xeris Akosiv. Just by touching it, you tore. You only tumo, that's the whole Chiddush, only when you swallow it. So that's the Chiddush over there. Mashenkin Hoch over here by this dam. Kinofer Glebroi, when this dam will leave her body completely and come outside, the Tamei Dem Sheet of that dam is Nava Tumma. It came out from Isha Kozman, she was Tamei, before she went to the Mikvah, so that dam is Nava Tumma. If so, the din should be only when you touch it on the outside do you become Tamei. But not here where it's inside her body still, she should not become Tamei. So what does it have to do with Nevela Seif Tor? So Gemara says, Enechanami, Hochinam here also. That he meant to say this Isha is Tomei, not that she's Tomei right now, Bishaf the Dam is still inside her body. But only, what happened here? She went down to the mikvah, and the Dam came out before she went to the mikvah, so that Dam is a Navatuma. She is still inside her Beis Achitzan. So Kozman, it stays inside there, true she's Tor. It's just later when the Dam comes out of her body, that Dam is Metamaho. So we ask the question, I yotzel achutz, if we're talking about the dam left the body now, so ma'alamein, what do you have to tell me? Ma'alamein, l'chur pshita. That dam is an avatumah, pshita, it's metamaho. So we says, no, still do the chiddush here. Because otherwise, mal, the tame, I would have thought to say, mi gudu mahani tfilo, l'dam, diika gavoi, like once the isha goes down to the mikvah, now, this, again, it's after the 14 days of the yeledis of the keva. So once she goes to the mikvah, now it changes over her din that any dam she sees now for the next 66 days are dam tor. The dam is tor and she remains tor. So I would have thought to say that nigu, that this tefillah helps, that all the dam inside her changes over to become dam tor, is tahani nami lahai, it would help even for this dam, even though this dam left already the makor, left the womb, but still, since it's still inside the Beis HaChitzen, I would have thought to say that the tefillah helps to make it into Tor. Is Kamashmula? No. Kamashmula, that dam still remains Betuma, and therefore later when it comes out of her body, it would be Metama. Now the Gemara says, true, Shemaite Nifrit. True, you answer this halach over here. What's halach of this dam? But our koponim elu yoledes is still the question now. What does the din of yoledes have to do with that price? The Mamonashach. Ib you may need an Ida. If when she gave birth, she was during the time she became a nida, so the dam that came out is a nida digadin. Ibi may ziva ziva, the dam that comes out is ziva digadin. So monashoch, the dam is tomei in the Beis HaChitzen. So what's the chiddush of the price of a yeledis? What's chiddush? We have the yeledis also is tomei bifnim kebachutz. What's the chiddush by yeledis? So Mora says, hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about now, when she gave birth, there was no dam at all. And therefore, she's not tamei machmas the dam, but only has the din later. That's the law when Isha gives birth, when the kid comes out, she has tumas later on. Samara says, lady yaveshto, then my metama bifnim kabachutz. What does the price mean to say that a yeledis also has tumah inside like outside? Like if we're not talking about dam right now, so what tumah does she have inside the body? Chorish is not tummy until the vlad comes outside. So what do you mean tummy bifnim kabachutz? For instance, like this, I'll tell you, kugoyin shehoitzi vlad roishoy chutz the proizder. The case here is talking about the vlad now, the head came out from the proizder. That's the inner part of the body. It came out of the womb. But it's still inside the canal. It did not come out of her body yet. That's the chiddush that she has a tumah later then. Even though the head is still inside the body, but since the head left the proizda, like left the womb, that alone makes the isha tumah has a tumah later. It's called that she gave birth already. Ukerab oishia, the Yom Rav Oishia says the halach over there is of a midwife. If she puts her hand inside the womb of the isha and touches a nafla, a dead baby inside, so the midwife she becomes tumah. And the question is why the chur, when she touches the baby inside, the baby is belua, it's not metame yet. So Moshe said the reason why if the midwife puts her hands inside, she becomes tamei, is because it's a gzeirum that shema yoytzi avlad roishoy chutz the proizdor. That maybe when the head comes out of the proizdor, she'll touch it then. And when the head of the baby comes out of the praiser, comes out of the womb, even though it's still inside the body, then already it's called like, if here the case of the uber is mace, so it's called like a mace, and then she would be tummy. So you see here, as soon as the head comes out, it's called later ready. And the more, so that's the chiddush of here also, that the mice, as soon as the head comes out, even though it's still inside the body, but it comes out of the praiser, she'll have a tumas later on her. The more similar case was, v'chiyahu di'oslekaim of the Rova. A person came in front of Rova. Omele said to him like this, ma'al le'mimu b'shabbat. Yes, Rova, shaylo, can I make a bris milu on Shabbos? So Omele, first he answered back to him, Shabbat domi, yes, avadi, can make a bris milu on Shabbos. Bosa the nofag, after the person went out, Omele Rova, now Rova thought over again, what did he tell this person? Let's see. Omele Rova, sal kodatach tohu garva de lo yoda d'shor le'mimu b'shabbat. Like, is it possible that a person would not know that you're allowed to make a bris milah on Shabbos? So, there must have been some special case why he asked. Like, a normal, if the baby was born on Shabbos, so pshit, you make a bris milah the next Shabbos. So, since the person asked the question to Rava, Mistam was a special case. So, what happened was, Ozal Basra, Rava went after that person. Omel, and he said to the person, listen, Emily Ezer, please tell me, goof of you, exactly what happened. Tell me the whole story, exactly what happened. Hey, Chiyavi, what happened? Omele said like this, Shamit Vlad de Tzovis Apanya de Male Shabbat. My wife was in labor, and they heard the cry of a baby on Friday. The head did not come out of the body yet, but they heard the baby crying, so it must be that the head already came out of the praiser, even though it didn't come out of the body yet. But Vlo Yisiyal Vat Shabbat, but the baby did not come out of the body, did not come out until on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Omele said to him, oh, in this case, Hai hoitzi roisha chusta proizderu. This baby, since you heard it cry on Friday, it must be that the head at least came out of the womb already on Friday. If so, that's called a leida. So it's called that she gave birth on Friday. If so, next Shabbos, you can't make a bris milu anymore on Shabbos. Where the milu shleim is mana. So to make the bris milu on Shabbos, it's time the person came to have the shalom on Shabbos. He said, now on Shabbos, you can't make the bris. Today is the ninth day, it's called the Milu Shleib Ismano. For Chomilu Shleib Ismano, in Mechal Lasa Shabbos, give me Mechal Lasa Shabbos. That's what he answered him. No, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, by the Kofan Asagay to us, that when is it called the Leida? That as soon as the Uber, the head of the Uber, comes out of the praise door, even though it's still inside, Tenechnami, that's the Locha, that's called the Leida right then. Nothing more says the Boilu, I have a question like this. I say mokim shalish, that mokim in the canal in the vagina of an isha, between the comes out of the womb until it leaves the body, that mokim that we say when the dam comes there, the isha becomes tummy al nidar al zovo, shalir is blue heavy, is that mokim considered like it's still inside the body? If a tumma, let's say the sheikh vazer would be there, if it only have a tumma samaga, would it be considered like it's blue? Like it's swallowed up in the body altogether. Or, basis term heavy, no, it's not called blue, it's not called swallowed up in the body. But a basis term, yes, it's still like the mokum, where it's sasar, where it's covered up, that much, yes. So, must the mind ask me, what's the difference? Kugoin, in both cases, it has no tumas magas. So what's the difference? What that mokum has? So, must like this, kugoin, the case would be, what's going to be shetokav locha verta kizayas nevela beyesa mokum? Let's say a friend put in there a kizayis of an nevela in that mokum, and it did not touch her, it went straight into that mokum. So is she tummy or not? Iyam, if you could tell me now, blue heavy in that mokum, it's considered like a swallowed up in the body. So it's like bottle to the body, it has no tumma at all. Then tumma, blue aloy metama. A tumma that's swallowed up is not metama at all. But viyam, if you can tell me, based on storm heavy, it's still on like a base of storm, on like it's covered up, that's all, but not swallowed up. If so, nihid de bemagal mitame, that's the locha base of storm, a part of your body that's covered up. It's not mitame for sheretz or an avatuma touches it over there, but I'll call upon him bemaso mitmio mitame, for to have a tumas masli, and the vela has a tumas masli. So here the fact that she's carrying it, for that alone she would become tummy. That's the shaila. If she's carrying a kazayas of an avela, does she become tummy as tumas maso? Or do we say no, that mokum is called balua, that she's not tummy at all? So Gemara says the machlokes, Abayi Roma Blui Hevi, that part of a body is called like swallowed up in there, and it's not matamar at all. Rav Amar no, based on storm heavy, the mokum is like a based on storm heavy, and therefore it has no tumas naga, but tumas based on storm it would have, but tumas master would have. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mino aminu, how do we know my Yisrael to say that it's called like a mokum balua, like a based on storm? The Tani will learn like this. Ela mifnei she tumas based on storm he, but tumas based on storm loy mitameh. We have before Loshin that says over there that when a man lives with his wife and lets out Zerah, she becomes Tamei, al tumas Bia. So it says over there Loshin, not because the El Mefnesh, not because a Tumas Naga, because when the Zerah goes in and touches her there, it's called the base of Storm Heavy. But rather, it's Gezeras HaKosta that she becomes Tamei. Prakoponim, you see that Mokom, the Gemara calls before a base of Storm and not a Balua. So it's a riot to Rava. The Gemara says the Bavi Abaye. Abaye says no. The Pshat Gemara before was Chod of the Yod Kum. It says one and a second reason. Chod, one reason is the Tuma Bluihi and Echnami. The Zera V'Yosef Mokam is called Bluah there. So it's not Metama because it's swallowed up over there. Mikir Adin. Elamatik Zera Sakosif. V'Yosef. Secondly, Afilu and Timtzalim. If you want to, Afilu, even if you want to tell me, Afilu and Timtzalim. Tumas based on storm is called Tumas based on storm. Ainu metama, it's not metama. Still, Elashik Zeras Akosavi. That's what we say when a man lives with his wife. She becomes Tumay, Al Tazera, and that's Zeras Akosavi. It's not Machmas Tumas Negia, because really it's a base of storm. But really it could be either. It could be base Balua or a base of storm. So therefore, it's not a proof. Now the Gemara says, I have a question like this. Mokom Nevela Soif Tor. That's what the Torah says when you swallow a kizayis of an availus life tor, you become tamei. So that makom where you swallow palua heavy, is that makom considered like the tumah there really you swallowed up? It's a special kizayis of your tamei by life tor. Or you base a storm heavy, no, or else no, that makom is not really called part of the palua swallowed up in the body already, but just it's a base of storm, it's a covered up place. So l'may nafkamin, what would be the difference? The same thing. Your friend sticks down into your throat, deep in your throat, or kizayis of an avela, and it did not touch you before, went straight down your throat. So Yarm is being to tell me now, balua heavy, that mukum down your throat where you swallow, is considered a mukum balua. If so, heavy tuma balua, the tum is the mukum balua, it's swallowed up in the body, and therefore lo metame, it's like bottle to the body, it's not metame you at all. Not the maga, not the masa. But Eli Yamrithin, you tell me that the makam you swallow is only considered a base of storms, a covered up place, that's all. It's a base of storm, have a. If so, nihina, mi de bemaga, le mitam, it's not mitam, you bemaga, because it's a base of storm. But bemasa, mi mitama, tumas masa, there should be. Senechnani, should be tam, he'll be tam, because he's carrying the kazayas of an avela. So what's the locha? So again, it's a machloka sabayi verova. Abayram Abayi says, Bluya heavy. That Makam is considered swallowed up. It's Bluya, and therefore there's no Tumas Masa either. Rava says, no. Based on storm heavy, that Makam is considered a base of storm. So therefore, there would be Tumas Masa. Omar Abayi explained himself, Minoam, Minoam, how do I know if they said that Oyster Makam is called Bluya heavy? Titania, we learned the drush like this. Titania, we learned like this. That Yochel, I would have thought to say, it says here, yeah, that Yochel, I would have thought to say, Teinevelas behemo, mitama begodama based abluya. Let's say a person swallows the kizayas of a nevela of a behema. So, a nevela of a behema is tame. It's mitama b'mas also. So I would have thought to say, if you swallow it, it's mitama you also, mitama you and your begodim. Tam lem, the pasuk says, no, nevela trefa la yochel. You're not allowed to eat a nevela trefa. Letama bo. It'll be mitama you. So darshin mi shein lo tum elo achiloso. That what has a loch of the base of Leoni and Eif Tor? That Nevela is Eif Tor, the only way it's metamiyu is only when you eat it. That's all, not if you touch it. But Yotze Tzuzua goes out of Nevela of the Behemo, she metama kodim sheikh lenu. Shein lo tum achutz. Yeich lo tum befnim, still when you swallow. Or kizayis of nevela soif tor, you become tomer, you and you begodim. If so, zu a nevela of a behema, she eshed a tumah b'chutz. If you just touch it on the outside, that you do become tamei. Is any din? Isn't that a svara to say she eshed a tumah b'fnim? The ruah din, you have tumah b'fnim inside also. It's just some swallow with the base of li, you should become tamei. On this no amakro, the pasuk says bo v'loy b'yacheres. Only by nevela oif do you have a tumah b'base of liya when you swallow it, and not by your behema. In Kandigmar says, if so, matam loyma voichel, how come the parsha of a nevela of a behemoth says the word voichel? They're telling me now, you're not tummy b'shafti achilo, only before when you touch it. So what do I need a posik? How come the posik says, loshen of voichel, when you need a nevela of a behemoth? It should have said, if you're not gay, if you touch it. So Mar says, the reason why the posik there in parsha Yid Aleph says it, voichel is litain shir l'nageya l'naisei. Koichel tells you the same shir you need, how much of a nevela you need there to touch or to carry to become tamei. The same shir of an achila. Ma achila b'kezayis, just like the shir of an achila always is the shir of a kezayis. Af nageyev anoyt is also the shir of a kezayis. So that's what it says, loshen of a yoichel. So they have teach us that what, that eating a nevelas of a behema, yoni tamei, whether you touch it or whether you carry it, it has to be the size of a kezayis. But our co-partum Abaye brings the right from over here to say, that Abaye's shita was that the mokum beis abliya where you swallow is called the mokum blue heavy. Therefore, it has no tumor at all. And the rye is because it's saying now if you put there a behema on the velus of a behema there you tore. The question is if it's only a beis astarim, so true you tore mishumaga, but why don't you tell me mishumasa of carrying it? But since here with dashman of suki mitor legamri, mashra is not even a tumas masa. Why? Because it's not called. It's called the Beis Ablua. Omar Rova. Rova sounds like this. What's going to be Sheretz Bekoimtoi? That the person has the Sheretz under his arm, or a piece of fold of his body, where it's not called, it's called Beis Asdorim. So Tor, he remains Tor. There's only Tumas Maga by Sheretz. It touched the Beis Asdorim, you Tor. What's going to be Nevela? The person has the Kazayas of a Nevela of a Behema under his arm of a Koimtoi. Is Tomei, then he's Tomei. Why? Sheretz became to Torah, Sheretz benegiyu. Sheretz is only tamei by touching. The mitama beis hasdorim la ba magla. Since you're touching the beis hasdorim, it's not ba magla. You tore. But nevela became to. The reason why, if the ksayas of a nevela of a behema is in the folds of the body, tameya. Because nehi de ba magla le mitama. True, you have no tumas magla, but the masa mi mitama koponim tumas masa you have, and the nevela of a behema has tumas masa. Therefore, you have a tumas maser on you. Now, what's going to be sheretz pekoimta? You have a sheretz under your arm. The sofa is not metami you. But now, vachnisa liyavra tani. You go into a big tanner, a big oven, a kli cheres. And usually the locher is when the tumah goes in the middle in the avra of a kli cheres, it's metama the kli. Here it says tumah that the kli becomes tumah. Because it's considered like you have the sheretz in the middle of the kli. For the marpshit, of course, you have the sheretz here. Why not? Smor says, yes, there's a chiddush here. Because otherwise, Mal the Tamar would have thought to say, Toicha Yom Rachman, the Torah only says that the Sheretz comes in the middle of the Tanner of the Kli Cheres. But